In every newspaper, in every city, in every state, all across the country, you're going to see stories about tough budgets, deficits, debts. And sometimes you get cities that don't have anywhere else to cut in the budget, where there's no fat to trim off and there's no savings to cover up deficits. So one of those cities is Hamtramck, Michigan. They announced yesterday that the city may have to declare bankruptcy because by January 31st, that's 2 months or so from now, Hamtramck will be out of money. Joining us right now is Bill Cooper. He's the Hamtramck city manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bill, what is the debt in Hamtramck?
We're looking at a shortfall of about $3 million.
And you have absolutely nothing left to cover that, to pay bills, as of January 31st.
Absolutely. We've made all the cuts we can make. The best we can do is maybe a few thousand dollars more, but nowhere near the $3 million needed to get through this fiscal year.
Hamtramck has been struggling for a while. I mean, in 2001, the city got an emergency financial manager from the state to deal with a $2.4 million debt. That was before the financial crisis, right?
Yes. We've already been through an emergency financial manager, and we came out of that at the beginning of 2007. We've had good balanced budgets since 2005, and now we're facing another crisis.
And so what happens if you don't get permission to go bankrupt?
Well, come January 31st, we will no longer be able to pay our bills. It will create a very interesting situation.
Meaning you can't pay your paycheck, firefighter's paycheck?
Correct. It'll first be no paychecks for any employees of the city, and immediately followed by not being able to pay any of our contractors, service providers, or possibly even our bonds.
Okay. And so, Bill Cooper, you're hoping that bankruptcy just gives you time? Are you assuming that your revenues are going to increase to cover that deficit?
Well, we're in the middle of a lawsuit with the city of Detroit over a revenue sharing agreement. We're hoping that bankruptcy will give us protection from creditors, give us time to settle that lawsuit, and really be able to sort out our financial situation going forward.
Okay, that is Bill Cooper. He's the Hamtramck city manager. Thank you so much, Bill.
You're welcome.
Also with us is David Abramowitz. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hamtramck, like any city, is its own complex place. I mean, Hamtramck is a very small city. It's extremely blue-collar. It was probably disproportionately hit by the decline in fortunes for the auto industry, right?
Yeah, I would think that's right, yes.
But to a certain extent, it's funny, because I read Daniel Howes in the Detroit News, and he called Hamtramck a canary in the municipal coal mine. And he says, in point of fact, there's more than 60 Michigan cities that are on a fiscal watch list right now that are in danger of being in the same situation.
Well, at the local level, that's really where the buck stops from all places. So you've had cities around the country in Michigan and elsewhere that have been hit by the foreclosure crisis, which leaves unpaid property taxes. And then you get bigger demand for services. If you get vacant and abandoned houses, you then have crime and fire goes up. You get dropping property values throughout your city and town, which means either you're collecting less revenue or homeowners are having a struggling time to pay their property taxes and they're falling behind. And finally, the money is flowing downhill, or at least has stopped flowing downhill, so states are struggling at their budgets and they're cutting local aid. So it's all coming to roost back at the local level.
In fact, there's a recent report from Northwestern University and the University of Rochester that says unfunded municipal pension liabilities nationwide, just the pension liabilities, total $574 billion. And that's from these local municipalities that have to pay these. But, you know, it is kind of ironic, wouldn't you say, David, that on this day when we're celebrating this huge IPO offering from GM, and Hamtramck has a lot, I'm sure, of either retired or current GM workers, that we're also talking about the possible bankruptcy of this little city?
Well, it's ironic, but it's also part of the perfect storm that's hitting a lot of cities and towns around. You know, the stimulus, people, you know, sort of ask where the stimulus money went from the federal level. States and then localities, and one of the biggest chunks of their revenues the past year has been from that money. So I look into the school across the street from my house or the firefighter, the firehouse. That's where some of the stimulus dollars have gone to prevent layoffs at the municipal level. level. That money is drying up this year, and so there's going to be more pressure around the country on to fill those gaps.
I'm wondering, David, if you have an idea of how many more declarations of bankruptcy we're going to see. I mean, we do have a slow economic recovery, but in places like Hamtramck, in small towns where they don't have any enough savings to cover these deficits, where the timeline is ticking out for them, that the recovery may just be too slow.
Well, bankruptcies for cities and towns are still extremely rare. And even in this case, apparently there's a dispute between $2 million from Detroit to the town. What usually happens instead, though, is a really drastic cutting at the local level, because you can't, you know, a state, you take New Jersey, has just cut under the current governor $1.2 billion of aid to localities. The localities can only do things like cut teachers, cut firefighters, cut services, and sometimes they just can't cut fast enough because there are long-term obligations. But it has a real impact. This isn't just, you know, numbers on a sheet. This is what size are the classrooms going to be? How many kids in the classroom? My own governor, Deval Patrick, who's just reelected, tried to protect localities, saying, you know, a second grader only gets one shot at second grade. But a lot of places are cutting way back.
So what are the options? I mean, once a city goes bankrupt, then what?
Well, a lot of times they just the state does step in. Sometimes there's a receiver appointed in between. A lot of times people are just accepting the drastic cuts and hoping it'll turn around. I think we're going back into uncharted territory in this coming year as the money from the federal level drops.
David Abramowitz is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He's talking about not just the nation, but the little city of Hamtramck, right next to and actually surrounded by Detroit in Michigan, where they are facing bankruptcy. They say they will run out of money to pay their bills as of January 31st.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.